April 11th, 2023, regular town board meeting.
That was a fun, that was
all right. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of Borough Town Board for April 11th, 2023, and ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart.
Absent.
Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
And Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here. If everyone please rise for Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. First item on the agenda this evening is the Highway Department. And we have a couple items. The first one is the Highway Superintendent has provided board members with a list of several miscellaneous items that they would like to have the board declare surplus equipment. Once the board takes that action, we would be able to advertise them for auction on the website Auctions International. We've had some pretty good success getting rid of unneeded or surplus items in the past. And, my recommendation would be to declare the list that was provided miscellaneous surplus items for auction by the Highway Superintendent on April 5th, declared surplus equipment and parts.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And the second item, the Highway Superintendent has some items that are miscellaneous mower parts that the Town Monroe Highway Department no longer has any use for and would like them declared surplus parts. But the good news is there is a local highway department that still can make use of the parts and has offered fair market price of $3,000. And my recommendation would be for the town board to move that the mower parts are declared surplus parts and that we authorize sale to the town of Northumberland Highway Department at the fair market price of $3,000.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? One of the advantages of doing this is rather than putting them up for auction or marketing in a different fashion, just, you know, we avoid paying any middleman fees, so you know, town receives a higher value for those same parts. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Agenda item 2 is the MS4 Stormwater Annual Report. Statutorily, I have to make the public aware that the MS4 Stormwater Report has been completed for the period of March 10th, 2022 to March 9th, 2023, and has been compiled by our MS4 person, Maureen, the clerk at the Highway Department. Appreciate her help on that. I need to also make note that the report is available for review beginning tomorrow on the town's website, and that copies are also available in the town clerk's office and at the Highway Department. Should any member of the public have questions or comments, they should be directed in writing to our MS4 management officer, as indicated, Maureen Lurkies, at 1543 Route 9, Monroe, New York, 12828, or by email to Monroe, HWY, at townofmonroe.org, which is the Monroe Highway Department.
Any more to that?
No, I just need to make everybody aware.
Okay.
Agenda item 3 is the court. We've had a little bit of change in the plans with staffing there, and we have a request from the justices to hire a additional part-time clerk for the court, and it's an individual that the town board had hired by resolution 2023-65 on January 10th, 2023 at the request of the justices. However, due to a change in plans by the individual, she submitted her resignation on January 26th, which the town board accepted. So it will require the town board, which I think all the board members have received a written notice from Ella McFadden, where she rescinded her prior resignation dated January 26, 2023. And the town board would have to rescind the resolution 2023-92 and move that Ella McFadden's employment status will revert to active immediately, subject to successful completion of a background check and pre-employment physical within a two-week period at a rate of $14.20, with a work schedule not to exceed 17.5 hours per week. Someone would like to move that.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The justices did offer to be here this evening. I didn't believe it was necessary as well, so I didn't. Agenda item four, Recreation Department. The first item I have is a couple that need to go over. I spoke with the rec liaison regarding staffing down there, and as you know, we've had an extremely difficult time finding part-time help for the summer, seasonal laborers, and we had those that were willing to return, but they're not willing to work at the rate that had been established of $14.20. So after talking with key folks, particularly involved in the rec department, my recommendation would be to increase the pay for four seasonal workers, the first being Xavier DeRush, who is currently at $14.20 to go to $16 an hour. Bruce Hummus is currently at $14.20 to go to $16 per hour. And Bill Noonan, William Noonan, to go from $14.20 to $16 per hour as well. And also for returning individual Chris Ridge, we will need a motion to hire him back. Effective, he actually started yesterday because we didn't have staffing down there. And it would be to increase his pay from $14.20 to $16 an hour. All these effective on April 16th, which is the beginning of pay for something. So the motion would be for those four individuals to have a new rate of $16 per hour, effective April 16th, 2023. With Chris Rich being hired April, memorialized it for April, which is sort of the 10th, 2023. You want to do them all together?
Yeah, we can take that group together. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So that'll help us with our staffing down there. Also, we have been looking at more efficiently at lining up our employees for the recreation department with job responsibilities. We did hire a new rec director, and as a result of that hire, that individual will be, for the most part, responsible for programs and interacting with the public. But that means you need to have someone in a supervisory capacity to handle field preparation, as well as the void where we needed somebody for buildings and grounds. And so, you know, my recommendation would be to establish a new position within the rec department of a working maintenance supervisor, and making that a full-time position. I don't know if you want to speak on that a little bit.
I could just add a little bit more that I think is relevant. I mean, it was a strategy or plan we had as we tried to figure out how to move the rec amenities and growth town-wide, all age groups. 60% of the duties and responsibilities that we put on the past rec leaders or rec directors was buildings and grounds and maintenance. And so the strategy back then and now the execution of that is to divide those responsibilities. This person would report up to the rec director, but it gives us somebody now who can take care of town-wide buildings and grounds while the rec director can focus on growing town-wide recreation program. So it was an evolution of things we've been talking about all the time, and I'm glad we're in the spot hoping to be able to do that.
Yeah, and I think this now having specified duties, there'll be clarity on the role of that particular individual, and it will also cover the needs outside of building, light poles, maintenance, things like that, which the rec department was doing, but didn't have a formalized position, but somebody in a supervisory capacity. So my recommendation would be to create the position, and we can do that as a separate motion if you want to do that.
I think we probably should just mix the two.
Okay.
So we have it on record.
So if we have a description that was worked out with civil service, the title would be Working Maintenance Supervisor. So I look for a motion to. Thank you.
Motion
to approve. The creative position, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think that the rec director has more than enough to do down there than worrying about building and grounds. We talked about adding building and grounds. Perhaps at one time we talked about a transfer station or something. I think a working supervisor with the building and grounds and give the recreation director, to expand the programs down there, to do recreation stuff. I think it's a great idea.
We're putting a lot of pressure intentionally on the new rec director to look at things differently going forward, specifically look at recreational town-wide and not just youth sports, right? Since we can give them a long list of all other stuff. In order to do that, they have to free up that first time. So that's just the agreement.
I agree.
And I just think the hire that we have there, Mr. Brogan, with his background and what he can bring with us and his experience, his education, it's proven that he's a worker and a hard worker. So looking forward to what he can do.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. So now that we've created the working maintenance supervisor position, continuing on the theme of realigning our workforce, do you want to speak?
We've got an individual down there, Bruce Sergi, who's been with us since 2009. And probably, like many of the employees at the REC, a really long-term, loyal, dedicated who's, over the years that I've been involved, always been willing to step up and help just get things done. And I think he's a perfect candidate. We've interviewed him and talked to him.
what we're looking at. And inconsistent at working for him?
No. We used to have a working form.
Yeah, not that's a different individual.
Okay. So that is a supervisory role, and do you have a recommended compensation for that?
Yeah, we were wanting to be, that is that going to be salaries at the final determination?
I think I want to do salaries.
Yeah. And the rec, we work a 40-hour week, not 35 and a half. So it was 52,000, which continues to put a spread between himself and the rec director, but it also elevates him to where he can now effectively afford to not keep two jobs and dedicate an entire time to the town of Rock. To ask somebody to do what we're asking them to do, I think that's a fair and reasonable rate.
No, I think it's great. Bruce has been long before I was involved here with this role that I have, and he's always been great to work with down there. Always do consider him representative of the town, and now we can compensate him for everything he's been doing nicely.
Yeah, one of the things that I hear on a regular basis when I have the opportunity to interview people who apply for positions with the town is they're always asked, well, you know, is there room for advancement? And many times, you know, especially if you're a department head, there really isn't room for advancement. And so with this particular structure, you know, we do establish a track for advancement. This individual is a long-term tenured employee. You know, anyone coming behind him knows that there's opportunities as he goes through his career with the town. So I'm okay with that. The funding, we didn't budget for this second salary position. However, because the resignation of the previous rec leader and the fact that Bruce is already an active employee, one of the highest paid down there, you know, we do have money for this fiscal year, but we'll have to we'll have to hone in on that as we put the budget together for next year.
Yeah, absolutely, clearly understood, and understood by the individuals involved too. They know that they need to drive the program, to drive revenue.
Right.
And that's one of our initiatives down there. And now having somebody that can focus, as we already said, just on recreational programs, with someone like Bruce is running a team of people maintaining our town. And again, I want to repeat it. I know you said it, but I don't want to be lost. We're talking town-wide buildings and grounds.
Yes.
And so it's a lot of stuff that they've done over the years. So just put some structure, and I'm happy to move forward, if that's what they decide.
Yeah.
Through the years, just the time being here, Bruce is such an asset. And we've all been doing that as far as coming out and doing things. They've saved us thousands and thousands of dollars. This is a good investment, is what this is, because he knows his stuff. He's really, he's a great worker. And like I say, they do a great job. So I think he's a great choice.
Mm-hmm. We will make one more comment on that. I think it's also important to keep in perspective that the rec is a 40-hour work week, about 35 and a half, including holidays, weekends. I mean, we're talking about, I don't want any of the town employees to do a comparison of hourly rate. We're talking about two different kinds of jobs.
Exactly.
And it is as important. Right? It should not be lost. Not that we're going to have anything to concern, but these folks work some really excessive hours during the summer months. So, anyways.
All right, so I would entertain the third ways of the agreement. Sounds like they are to hire Bruce Sergi in the position of working maintenance supervisor at a salary of $52,000 in effective the 16th of April, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Two other items, well, at least one for rec. I'll let you talk briefly, generally, focusing on the computer and for the rec director. And that.
Yeah, this is a new position that we're moving Bruce into, and that puts us in a spot where we use a computer for somebody, right? And so the new rec director is going to need a new machine, and here's the other reason why. Rec committee people, along with the supervisor, have taken a hard look at the structure we wanted to create, some of which we just discussed. And one of the other changes, it's a significant one, is that we want the new rec director, after he's onboarded, to start working out of the annex building across the way here. I think the historian works out there also. We want that separation so that the person can focus on running the business and do those things that we're talking about. So that puts us in a spot where we can also look to use the annex building for potentially some future recreational type programs, like this kind of program. So what those are, there's a lot of thoughts in the numbers now. But we need to have a computer for, you know, so our IT vendor has provided a quote to the town for a computer, keyboard and monitor. It's off near state contract because you have it. My recommendation on the PC is we just need to get it ordered and get it in for the employee.
Yeah, that doesn't need town board action. It's below the spending limit.
Okay.
I can take care of that for them. And, you know, we got this. I don't think everybody's gotten a copy of it yet, so I'm not going to hack that tonight. But we want to talk about part two of that.
Yeah, let me review it. So when you do each individually review it, let me answer all your questions, right? We've got this annex building across the way. It's got a clean line of sight from here to there. We have options to get internet. You have to pay for internet and pick up a monthly recurring fee for it going forward. Or you can take advantage of the technology we already have in place here and use just some wireless antennas to shoot an internet connection from here to that building so that the town won't have to start to incur for in perpetuity a larger internet cost. So a recommendation that's been proposed is to put in some infrastructure that will put wireless connection between here and the annex building, which will allow us to get internet over there for the town representatives to use, but also if we start to run programs. And it will allow us to also have phones over there that are part of our phone system, all directly aligned with the strategies we've been implementing over the last several years to use technology as a way to add some efficiencies. So
the only direction I really need is, you know, we've already got the information to go in this room. What does the board want to do? Do they want me to look into the internet line coming in, or do you want to go this route, and then I can get the information out?
If it's all right, what I'd like to do, based on that, is let me write up a quick summary document that does a quick cost comparison.
Okay.
I'll vet the tax Jeffrey and the store tax and make sure that I don't miss anything.
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out, you know, what budget comes out of it, because it's kind of town. You know, the store is going to be using it. It's a town building versus a rec cost.
Yeah.
So I got to figure out.
Understood. I'm sure of that. The decision for the board to make, and then you all get a copy of it, and I'll do a quick summary document, is do we want to enter into a possibly a little less expensive capital expenditure? It's not a lot less, it's a little bit less, but then pick up monthly recurring fees forever for as long as we need internet. Or do you want to spend a little bit more capital and avoid that? The cost of our return on our investment quickly pays for itself, like with mass with under 20 months. So I'll write something up if that's okay.
Yeah, we'll do that next.
The first couple weeks that the new person's on, you know, you can work out at the park as well as this office if necessary. So we're not being done.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Good. And that's all I have under rec supervisor items. Just a couple items here. First one is we've gotten the report for our mortgage recording. property tax receipts for Town of Monroe for the period, for the month of March. And the total revenue is $19,622.62, which is good, but it's a 63% decrease from what we received last year during the same period, when we took in $53,485. So the market increased interest rates, you know, softens the market. But if you compare the different towns in the county, you know, we're still in the top for what people want to choose to live, so that's a good thing. Also want to recognize Ed Robbins for his 54 years of service. He received a certificate from the Volunteer Fire Police Association from the state of New York, and he performed in that role as fire police for 54 years. And so they've recognized him, and I'll just read the certificate. It's Volunteer Fire Police Association of the State of New York recognizes Edmund G. Robbins for 54 years of service. He provided this recognition for his continued commitment to fire police, improved levels of training and dedication to fire service from South Bend Falls Volunteer Fire Department Incorporated in Saratoga County. The members of the Fire Police Association of the State of New York appreciate all that you have done. And it's signed by Ken Astor, the president, Norm Davis, the first vice president, Richard Durr, the second vice president, and John Wazinski, Jr., the Regional 3 director, dated March 18, 2023. So appreciate that level of commitment to our community. I do have responses from the New York State Department of Transportation, finally, in relation to the speed limit reduction request that we have received over the years. First one, we did a response at the request of the manager from Monroe State Park back on September 15th, 2020. And this was for speed limit reduction on Old Saratoga Road between Mountain Road and South Road in the town of Monroe. Wanted to apologize for the extended delay in response. They indicated that currently Old Saratoga Road is governed by a 45-mile-per-hour speed limit that was established by this office, DOT, in 2004. In response to this request, we reviewed the requested section of Old Saratoga Road for a speed limit reduction, and based on their review, they have determined that the existing posted speed limit is appropriate for the conditions experienced on Old Saratoga Road, and a reduction is not warranted at this time. And a response to another request that was dated July 1st, 2021, we have received a speed limit reduction request for Winterberry Lane. And they indicated that currently Winterberry Lane is included within the area 30 mile per hour speed limit, which was established by New York State Department of Transportation in 1972. A copy of the area description is attached for your informational purposes, and in accordance with New York State VNT Vehicle Traffic Law, Section 1622, Number 2, the DOT is prohibited from establishing an area 20 mile per hour speed limit as requested. So, strike 2.
Anything better? Does that get anything better?
No, but continuing on that theme, back in February 15th of 2022, the board had received a request for speed limit reduction on the Forever Road, County Route 28, between Bluebird Road and Route 197. And as they indicated, the section is currently governed by a 45 mile per hour speed limit, which was established by New York State DOT in 2009. And they indicate that in response to our most recent request, because we've had many over the years, they conducted a speed limit investigation of the requested section. And their investigation included taking radar measurements of speed in both north and south of Reservoir Road. And their radar measurements found the 85th percentile speed to be 52 miles per hour, with 53% of motorists exceeding the existing 45 mile per hour speed limit. And they indicate under these circumstances, we recommend enforcement of the existing speed limit rather than a reduction. And they went on to say, by way of copy of this letter, they are notifying the state police and the Saratoga County Sheriff of our findings for whatever actions they may deem appropriate. So,
okay.
That's all I have on that. I do not have a need for executive session. Other business. Hearing none, we'll go to agenda item 8, which is privilege of the floor. Any member of the public that wishes to be heard, you will have 3 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record, and keep your comments related to town business. Any member of the public wishes to be heard? How are you, Angela?
Well, good evening, members. I was here, I was going to say a couple of things, but instead I'd rather turn this around. And I would like to say that we lost 3 lifetime members of Moreau, and I would like to take my moment, my time, for a moment of silence. They're awesome people. One was a retired teacher, the other one was a beautiful musician, and the other one was a fantastic pipe fitter. So I'd like to take the moment to let you guys know these people were lifetime residents and they helped build this town. And we must always remember the ones that's been here. Thank you.
Do you want to state their names for the record?
If I can say their first names and
sure.
Their
name. Yeah.
Well, one was, I'm going to say her last name, Fitzgerald. The other one was Mr. Deck. And the other one was Mr. Lanfield.
We can do that. So at the request of Angela Wadsworth, we will hold a period of silence for the remaining time of her speaking, which is about a minute and a half.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you for giving me that time.
Any other member of the public wish to be heard?
Thank you.
If not, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, everyone.
Good job on Red. It's so exciting.
Yeah, really amazing.
Yeah.
So,
it's all my stuff in the back. It's in there shaking any
part of it.
And then the rest of the assistants.
We need to put you on the payroll.
Because you don't